This is your home for local music. For local 518 every day, keep it on 97.7 EXT. This is Eric from The Parlor, and you're about to hear Secret Conversations from our album Wazoo Wazoo.
Secret Conversations from Wazoo Wazoo, the record The Parlor put out in 2015. Has it been that long?
Unfortunately, yes.
I'm with Eric Kranz. Eric, thank you so much for stopping by.
Well, thank you for having me. This is great.
We're going to have Eric play a couple of songs live in the studio in just a few moments. But first, Eric, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the Veggie-mobile.
Oh, great.
You used to drive that.
Yes, I did used to drive that many, many moons ago, but yes.
Was that fun?
It was the best job I ever had in my entire life.
So if your current boss is listening...
Yeah, I hope she doesn't say anything about this. Well, I mean, it's hard to compete with something like that.
What would make it the best job?
You know, when I first started that job, I was hired by what was called Capital District Community Gardens at the time to build something that I think everybody involved thought might be a crazy idea, which is a mobile produce market. First part of the job was building it, envisioning it, working together with a great team of people to like actually make the thing happen. And we took some risks, bought a truck before we even had the, you know, some of the funding we needed excited for it. And like, it was all scary and all fun to build this thing and met some really cool people, like a solar installer who works locally named Dave Werner that like does great work. And he helped put solar on the thing. And we had some great team of volunteers help design it. That was the first fun part of it. But then we had no idea what was going to happen when we hit the road. And all of a sudden, you know, this thing took off. We thought people were going to need some massaging into understanding what the idea was. You know, we were going to have to sell the thing hard and probably get nobody to show up at the first few stops or something along those lines. But our first stop ever, we pulled into Kennedy Towers in Troy, New York, opened up the back of the truck, put the ramp out the back, and people just stood there looking at it like, what is going on? But there was a crowd. There were a lot of people. And they just were looking at it like, what do we do? So the first instinct that I had was to jump off and start shaking hands and start what executive director of Capital Roots, Amy Klein, calls the mayor of the Veggie-mobile role, which the role is to go off and meet people, shake hands, and get them to come up onto the truck. And so I turned into the mayor just on a whim. It became clear that that was going to be an important part of getting people to come onto the Veggie-mobile, was to go shake hands and make friends. It also became the sort of mode of what we built as a project. So everywhere we went, we weren't just selling fruits and vegetables. We were making friends and helping our friends try out new foods. It was so much fun to just drive around in a big, colorful truck playing great music and meeting people.
As you drove down the road, would people like toot at you and wave out the window? Or?
Well, maybe if they were, we couldn't hear them because our music was louder than that.
That's great.
Yeah, we would play some. When we installed the speakers on the truck itself, the first round of speakers we bought were military grade speakers because we wanted to make sure that they would last through the rain and the winter and all this kind of stuff. They lasted years. They were fresh on the market, these speakers that they were using apparently in Iraq for like long distance communications out of Humvees or something like that. We might have turned up the music a little louder than some sound ordinances would have allowed. One of the things that we always notice is when we're driving through areas playing music louder than people are really expecting, and it was always good music too. I mean, like, inoffensively fun music. And I mean, like, James Brown, Michael Jackson, Frank Sinatra, sometimes like gypsy jazz music. Just we would mix it up in all sorts of fun ways. Always, if there was somebody walking along the sidewalk or at a stoplight or something along those lines, you'd catch them looking at you like they don't even know what they're looking at yet. The folks in the cab would typically just raise our hand and wave to them like, you should know who we are. We're the Veggie-mobile. How you doing? And 9 times out of 10, the person would immediately just wave back to us as though this is what they should be doing. And then they'd realize that they're waving at a big green truck that's playing music at them. And they just start to look like, what am I doing? What is going on right now? But those are the types of fun things that we always do with the Veggie-mobile. It's like meeting people and getting out there and sharing the joy.
And that started 10 years ago.
It started 10 years ago.
This year.
10 years ago this year.
So as part of the celebration for that, a big event is occurring.
Yes.
Tell me about this. It's the Big Veg?
The Big Veg. Yeah, this was dreamed up in a long overdue, I think. We should have had birthday parties for the Veggie-mobile every year. In fact, I think every time it goes anywhere, it's a bit of a birthday party. But this one's a little bit bigger. Yeah. That's why it's the Big Veg. There's going to be six bands, local acts playing, including folks like the Kimono Dragons. And we have a gypsy jazz band called CC Vagabond that I've seen a couple times that are just awesome. We've got a band called Ragliacci en Masse, which is a new version of the band The Lucky Jukebox Brigade. We got The Parlor. You'll hear some more music from The Parlor in this interview. And then we have Pony and the Pancake and a band called Woodchuck Wood. The lead singer works actually at Capital Roots as well. It's a good lineup. The party starts at 5, Friday, July 28th. And it's an outdoor event. Bring a blanket and some bubbles or something for outdoor fun.
And where is this going to be?
It's going to be at the Capital Roots headquarters. They have a plot of land next to the building that they've recently started clearing out. It's got a nice grassy hill on it and everything. And so it'll be a nice summertime afternoon party. They're also going to have food trucks, the beer van from Rare Form, 9-Pin Cider, and ice cream as well. So it'll be a fun thing. It's free admission. It should be a great party.
Will you have a spotlight on the Veggie-mobile so people can see it no matter where they are?
Oh, yeah. It naturally has a spotlight on it. the sun follows it wherever it goes.
Wherever it goes. I bet. It must be. It sounds like it's a blast.
Yeah.
Hey, Eric, let's have you play a couple songs here.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Would you tell us a little bit about what you're going to play?
So I'm only half of the band The Parlor. My wife, Jennifer, and I have been playing music together for a long time. We write all these songs together. For some reason, maybe because we have a nice you know, stable relationship. We don't really ever write a lot of love songs to each other. We usually use our songwriting in the parlor to write about the experiences that we're sharing together, which, you know, we do experience love, don't get me wrong, but we just don't really write a lot of love songs to each other. And so I'm going to take this opportunity to sing two love songs to Jen. Seeing as she's not here, it gives me the opportunity to do that. The first song is called I Am What I Appeared, and it's about actually the first time that I ever recognized Jen at all. We went to college together, and I lived on a floor below her. I was playing the acoustic guitar in the dorm lounge, and her room was up above, within view, and I saw her watching me play the guitar. This is about telling her that all these years later, what you were dreaming about, I think, is who I was. That's the song. In radio equivalent to one dog year? Hey, I'm Eric from the parlor. Here's to another 10 or 70. Happy birthday, WXT. sense of time surround your eyes from a life of smiles and a life of cries. I see no lies, only believe. I know you see a home inside of me. I don't know anyone so day beside a lake above a bay and in the shade a dark angel waits. I don't know anyone so
at EXT Local 518. Eric Kranz of the Parlor, half of the Parlor here with us, just played a song called Deep.
Yes.
Another love song?
Yes. And Deep is, that's the first time that anybody is hearing that song. That's a song that we're going to be releasing on our upcoming record called Kiku that we're going to be putting out in 2018. The song Deep is the last song on the record. It's really a love song to knowing your partner as deeply as anybody in the world. I don't think I've ever known anybody as deeply as I know Jen. It's a song telling somebody that, you know, I know you so well that some of the things that you're afraid of or some of the things that, that are sort of looming as unfinished business or fears or those sort of things, they're never going to be stronger than who you are. Because I know you. I know you have the strength. I know deep inside you who you are and that you're going to be able to confront anything you come across.
That's pretty deep. Sorry, I just, it is. That's good stuff. Well, thank you. And you guys come up with these rather interesting names for the albums, Wazoo Wazoo and Kiku.
Well, yeah. Well, and it's interesting that Kiku also has the ooh sound at the end of it. No, but they're very different. Wazoo Wazoo was meant to be a completely meaningless record. We'd been working for a long time on a record that was dealing with some heavy stuff going on in our lives, with Jen's mother's illness that she was experiencing and her uncle's battle with cancer, and it was all too heavy. And even today, we can't listen to some of the songs that we recorded during that period of time without crying or feeling just not something we're sure we're ever going to share. And we wanted to do something exactly the opposite of that. So we started writing songs that were like the most fun pop songs we could think of. And we pushed as hard as we could to make the most fun record we could. And we decided to call it Wazoo Wazoo, like, who cares, you know? But Kiku is a different story entirely. Kiku is an ancient Japanese art form of shaping chrysanthemums. And there was a Kiku display down at the Brooklyn Botanical Garden that inspired us recently. Chrysanthemums themselves have a lot of meaning. And one of those meanings, the white chrysanthemum, means to deal with grief. And so this record, Kiku, that we're about to put out, is about dealing with, Jen and I have had infertility issues for about 5 years. And it's something that's a struggle to go through. And we feel like this is an opportunity to sort of come to share it in a way that makes it easier to deal with on a day-to-day basis. So we started working on this record. We knew that this was what we wanted to make out of it. And it's like forming the grief into a flower display that we hope other folks find as beautiful as we are finding.
I like the way you do that. You guys use your music to cope with things, eh?
Yeah, yeah.
Sharing it with folks, I imagine, helps.
By starting off by saying we're going to share it with other people, it means that we have to come to grips with it at some point.
Because you're going to be singing these songs now to people.
Yes.
Live in front of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the first song that actually led towards this record is actually the last song on Wazoo Wazoo. It's called Wishes in the Sheets. And actually, maybe that's the song we should do next before we close out this interview. Because Wishes in the Sheets is a song that's also about the problems of infertility. So that sort of started us off on this new trajectory of a record.
Well, let's drop that in right now.
Okay.
And we'll come back and talk for a couple minutes because I want to get you to tell us a little bit more about the Big Veg.
Excellent.
We're live in the studio with Eric Kranz from The Parlor. This is Wishes in the Sheets. In the studio with Eric Kranz from The Parlor, that's Wishes in the Sheets from Wazoo Wazoo. I'm glad that that was a meaningless title in terms of the words, because I've been trying to figure out what it's supposed to mean.
Yeah.
But it's fun to say.
Yeah, it is fun to say.
Wazoo Wazoo.
Wazoo Wazoo.
You're sort of the mastermind behind what's going to happen on stage on the 28th, the Big Veg. You put all these bands on the stage, and why did you do this? What's going on the 28th?
It's a birthday party.
Yeah.
It's a birthday party. This Veggiemobile project's been running for 10 years now, and it was such a big part of my life. It's a big part of a lot of people's lives. It's brought a lot of great people together to work on it, a lot of great people together through the being around the Veggiemobile, the produce sales, the projects that it does, the programs that it delivers. It's brought so many people together, and this is just a way of coming together for the Veggiemobile, where maybe the Veggiemobile isn't the center of attention for this one day. You know, we can all raise our fists for it and cheer for it. We'll sing some songs and eat some great food and have a nice afternoon together.
And it's July 28th?
You got it. July 28th, so it's Friday, 28th at 594 River Street, which is the headquarters of Capital Roots in Troy, New York. And it starts at 5 p.m. It'll run till about 10 p.m. I guess it's rain or shine, I imagine.
Well, it'll be fun.
Yeah. Well, let's hope.
Bring an umbrella if you have to.
Let's hope it doesn't rain.
Let's hope not. We've had enough.
Yeah, it's been a rainy summer.
It has been. Now you're not driving the Veggiemobile now.
No.
But you're still involved with Capital Roots?
Yeah. I take part in the communications committee.
Yeah?
Yeah. So I'm still a part of it as best I can be right now.
So communicate a little bit to me. Tell me about Capital Roots.
Capital Roots is a multifaceted organization that provides educational opportunities, growing opportunities, and a series of programs around health in the community. It started as a community gardening organization. It has become this multifaceted thing where they do tree plantings in communities, the Veggiemobile and other sorts of produce hub type programs where there's a healthy stores initiative where fruits and vegetables are set up in displays in corner stores in a lot of our urban areas, and really like trying to reduce the problems of food deserts in our cities. The community gardening program is going strong. We have the produce project on the hill in Troy that is a working farm that is also a job training site for youth in the Troy school districts. There's a series of different programs, and they're all amazing programs. I recommend anybody who's interested in Capital Roots to go to the Capital Roots website at capitalroots.org, where you'll find that our mission is to nourish healthy communities by providing access to fresh food and green spaces for all.
Eric, thank you so much for coming by and playing a few songs for us.
Yeah.
Sharing some information about the new Parlor album that'll be coming.
Yeah. Well, thank you for having us. This is great. And it's great for Capital Roots, for the Veggiemobile, that you're sponsoring the event too.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
Happy birthday, Veggiemobile.
Yeah. Happy birthday. Big Veg.
10 years. Wow. Do you want to say anything about Cruel World coming from the Wazoo Wazoo record?
Yeah. This song's one of our favorite songs to play live. I hope you like it. It's a good one. I'm Eric from The Parlor. This is 97.7 EXT. Support the music at exit977.org.